Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's a quick test of your knowledge of recent gold and silver price trends. Did you know that, ignoring inflation, of the 15 trading days from September 14th through October 4th, the price of gold set a new all-time high close on the U.S. COMEX on 12 of those days. Did you also know that the price of silver closed on the U.S. COMEX at the end of September 13.5% higher than it did at the end of August? And that the top 10 daily closing silver prices in the past 30 years all occurred in September? Were you aware of either of these record-setting performances? If you did, give yourself a star. However, if you were to ask these questions of the general public, I expect most would not be aware of this information. Sure, there does seem to be some general public awareness that the price of gold is high compared to past history. Still, this awareness doesn't seem to extend to the price of silver. Last Wednesday, September 29, the Wall Street Journal's front page headline article was titled, "Gold Vaults to New High." You might think such a story would give prominent publicity to gold. Well, yes and no. The article did cite how some gold bears are coming around to the reasons why gold should rise even higher in the future. Yet, the article also includes quotes from those who warn that the price of gold may be near a peak, and that is the information that seems to be remembered by the general public. By the way, this article does quote information I provided to the reporter and gives me credit. Okay, there has been a somewhat steady stream over the past few years of people purchasing gold and silver for the first time, but the overall reaction to all these record-setting price increases has been almost like, who cares? As a result, the general public is just not clamoring to purchase precious metals. In comparison, you can just about guarantee that if a major stock's price had a track record like gold and silver have achieved recently, it would be headline news in the financial media, and stockbrokers would be contacting all their clients to buy it. Even though gold is at an all-time high price and silver is at the highest price in more than 30 years, neither one is anywhere close to achieving its inflation-adjusted record high. The price of gold is now more than $1,300, but it would need to be almost double this price to cover the effects of inflation since the January 1980 peak. Similarly, the price of silver would have to shoot up more than 6 times from its current level around $22 to match the inflation-adjusted 1980 record. It is this who cares public reaction that reinforces my conclusion that gold and silver prices have much further to climb from today's levels. All the financial reasons, meaning problems in other market sectors, are in place, especially a falling U.S. dollar. The rise in gold and silver prices has been a steady process for the past few years. There is still time for those who understand what is happening to the prices of precious metals to get in before we see a mass shift in public awareness and interest, followed by accelerating price increases. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.